Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
When you make the decision kasi to share what you know, sa step na yan pa lang, dapat alam mo na that you can do this in the long run. Kaya mo ba siyang i-sustain? Diba? Kasi kung panakanaka ka lang din na, ay, may nalaman ako ngayon, diba? Ituturo ko. Diyan pumapasok yung pressure eh.
Junil is a video content creator with over 200,000 followers on Facebook as of this episode. Started as a hobby to document his travels, now he shares educational content teaching people to edit videos using CapCut. And it's free. In this episode, we talk about his journey in creating content, his creative process and experiences as a content creator, and many more. This is episode 33, and here's Junil.
Hi, I'm Junil, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Junil. Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Maraming salamat, brother lad. Thank you for having me here.
By the way nga pala, congratulations sa 200,000 followers on Facebook, ha?
Ayun, nakachamba tayo, brother. Pero salamat.
I think hindi lang chamba yun, bro. Kasi you're giving a lot of values when it comes to your content. Especially giving tutorials sa CapCut. And talagang deserve mo to have that kind of followers. And yung recognition na nakukuha mo with that.
Maraming salamat for acknowledging that. And I think at this point, no, in this era, that's the way to go. Eh. Like if you want to be a content creator, the population is very saturated now with, you know, mga content creators, no. Kahit ano naman pwede nang i-content, eh, 'di ba? So, but how you stand out is really establishing your brand as a creative, and kung through sharing content na may kapupulutan yung mga viewers mo. So
interesting din na nasabi mo na you really have to stand out as a content creator. Kasi ako, as a content creator din, gumagawa rin ako ng mga content. Medyo saturated din yung industry ng graphic designers. Diba? Ang dami na rin gumagawa ng mga content creators dyan. Pero siguro, pag-usapan din natin later, how you stand out sa mga content creators. Bakit? For example, ako kasi I'm also a follower of your content. Eh. Nakikita ko na ang galing mo magturo, very straightforward, very concise, ang daling matutunan. So, from there, you stand out. Pero sa tingin mo, on your perspective as a content creator, paano ka nag-i-stand out? Pero siguro, pag-usapan natin yan later, no? Para
sure,
sa mga
sure.
Viewers or sa mga listeners muna natin ngayon, no? Neil, can you introduce yourself muna sa kanila and tell us more about what you do?
Yeah, so ako nga si Junil. I've been creating content since 2019. So medyo matagal na din akong nagko-content, and started out with YouTube, no? And then started out as a hobby lang, documenting mga gala ng family, making a video out of it. And then yun nga, pandemic hit, and nung pandemic, 'di ba, wala nang gala and all. So it became an outlet to express. And during that time din kasi, you know, yung mga tao walang magawa sa bahay. So, there were a lot of viewers. You know, there were a lot of consumers ng mga online content. So, I took advantage of it, no? And further enhanced or further, you know, tried to learn how to edit and how to make good videos. So, but I'm not really I'm not doing it full-time. When I'm not creating content, I'm a full-time dad. I have a full-time job. I'm a senior manager for a BPO company dito sa Cebu. I have a 6-year-old kid and I'm happily married. Yun nga, as I've said, I've been doing content since 2019, so medyo matagal-tagal na. And up until now, it's creating content has really become an outlet, no? An outlet to distress and to express din yung mga creative ideas natin, no? as a person.
Pero before that, no, you started creating content 2019. Mm-hmm. Sabi mo ka kanina, nagdo-document ka lang ng mga gala ninyo or mga travels ninyo. Pero before that, ano yung ginagawa mo?
Wala, like typical typical social media user lang, no. Actually kasi IT kasi ako, eh. So mahilig na talaga ako sa multimedia. No, and I really ever since I really wanted to own a DSLR camera. Parang mahilig talaga akong magpicture at the video medyo okay lang, like hindi siya ganun, but picture talaga yung ano, yung main ano ko, main hilig ko. And then my brother, my younger brother, siya yung ano talaga, parang siya yung nag-venture into video editing, videography and all. So na-inspire ako. So sabi ko, aba, okay pala to ah. So subukan ko nga. So yun, doon nagsimula. And then yun nga, pandemic hit. And then since walang magawa sa bahay, I used that time to, ayun nga, learn video editing myself. So self-study talaga. YouTube University, you know, Peter McKinnon,
yeah.
Peter Lindgren, yun, yung mga, Ryan Adinsal sa local. So, yun yung mga taong yun yung parang nagturo sa akin on how to create videos.
Pero how was your experience nung nagsisimula pa lang? Kasi ako, I'm a self-taught graphic designer din.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Kung sa perspective ko, ang hirap maging self-taught. Kahit
oo,
sa
mahirap.
Diba? Pero
mahirap
ikaw,
talaga. Yeah, mahirap siya, man. Like, especially ako, I'm a type of learner na ano ako. Like, although, I'm saying mahirap, but at the same time, thanks to YouTube. Kasi, parang nagmamatch yung YouTube sa akin because I'm a visual learner eh. So,
nice.
I'm not good with reading, ano, like, I learn fast when I see it being done. And I get a chance to parang apply it while watching it. So parang YouTube talaga yung parang perfect na platform for a learner like me. But mahirap din siya in a way because you don't know what to look for eh. Diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Although YouTube is there, but you don't know what kind of effect that is. No, diba? So hindi
walang
mo alam kung
ano
yung search mo. Oh, like for example, ano ba talaga yung basics? Diba? Kumbaga, and these people or the people I've watched before, hindi naman sila nag-ano talaga eh. Parang course type eh. Parang random ano lang, like random tutorial, you know, they teach it. So, ganun din yung learnings ko. Parang tidbits lang siya. No? Kung anong ituturo ni McKinnon today, yun yung aaralin ko. And then, I find myself binge-watching older videos. And then, syempre, diba, si YouTube, yung YouTube algorithm is magsasuggest yan ng mga videos, diba? So, kumbaga, you find yourself now binge-watching tutorial after tutorial after tutorial. So, walang, kumbaga, walang structure yung learning mo. Diba? So, parang ano lang, halo-halo lang. And then,
random yung mga
learnings.
Oh,
very random. And then, it's really up to you how you process it and how you apply it in your own work. So, yun. Yeah. Dun siya medyo challenging.
Pero gusto kong ipick yung sinabi mo rin kanina na while you're watching or yung pag nakakapanood ka ng mga tutorials, ina-apply mo agad or ina-apply mo yung mga natututunan mo. It's important for learners eh. Actually,
oh,
bro, sobrang nakaka-relate ako sa'yo kasi ganun din ako. Na once you've learned something, you have to apply it para
tama.
Mas matutunan mo eh. Lalo na kung self-taught graphic designer or self-taught creatives ka. Kasi again, nabanggit mo rin kanina, walang nag-guide or walang nagsabi, oh, eto yung una mong pag-aralan, tapos eto yung pangalawa. Kasi random lang siyang lumalabas eh. Yeah. Diba? Sa YouTube, ganun din siya na yung mga algorithm nga lalabas lang kung ano yung mga ano mo, yung mga pinag-aralan mo or pinanood mo last time, yung mga algorithm or yung mga re-recommend na videos connected lang doon pero that not necessarily structured siya na sunod-sunod siya na pag-aaralan, di ba?
Yeah. And you said it right, no? Ang important kasi talaga sa self-paced learning is that dapat mo siyang i-apply agad eh. Para yung retention, di ba? The knowledge, you get to retain the knowledge right away kasi ang editing kasi ano siya eh, parang muscle memory din siya eh. When you don't do it, mas madali siyang mawala sa isip mo. But if you do it right away, if you apply it right away, parang nagiging stock knowledge na siya sa iyo eh. 'Di ba? Because you tried it, no? And I just wanted to ano din, like kasi ako back in college, I tried graphics din and inabot ko yung time na yung tutorials sa graphics sa Photoshop were screenshots. Hindi siya video type, you know, screenshot siya like when I tried, you know, learning yung mga text effects, mga ganun, like how to make your text look gold, parang ganun. Kasi ano eh, 'di ba sabi ko nga IT ako. So we had a web design subject. And syempre sa web designing, there's graphics involved in it, 'di ba? So kailangan mong pag-aralan yung graphics to for you to come up with a good looking website, right? So syempre pag-aaralan mo 'yun. So ayun nga, like screenshots, brother, and ang Photoshop tutorials dati, sabi ko, kaya nung naano yung YouTube, like meron mga tutorials sa YouTube, sabi ko, Diyos ko, kung ikaw, like if you wanna learn and with the resources right now available on the internet, kapag hindi ka pa natuto, it's your problem, man. Like, may problema ka kapag ganun.
Parang ano lang eh, search ka lang ng ano eh. Lalo ngayon, ngayon, diba? Kasi ako may natutunan akong kunwari mga term lang na, na mga effects. Search ko lang yung tawag sa effects na yun. Ang dami nang lalabas na mga sites para matuto ka. Natatawa ko kanina kasi nung sinasabi mo yung mga screenshot ng mga tutorials. Inabot ko rin yun, bro.
kaya nga, brother, after nun, sabi ko, graphics is not for me kasi kahit pen tool, nasusuka ako, men. Like, nasusuka akong isipin na magpe-pen tool ako. Diyos ko, sabi ko, no, I'm not gonna do graphics, man. This is not for me.
Ibang ano talaga, ibang ano siya, ibang territory.
Iba. Ibang skill set yung graphics talaga, men.
Pero nakakatuwa rin kasi, in all fairness naman, no, when it comes to creativity, di ba? Kung nasang industry ka talaga, kung ano talaga yung gusto mong gawin or saan ka nag-e-enjoy, dun ka nagbo-bloom, di ba? Like right now, you're in the video editing industry. Matatawag ba nating video editing or tutorials?
I wouldn't call it industry because baka isipin ng mga listeners na freelancer ako.
Okay.
But I'm just really a hobbyist if you may, no. I'm a hobbyist na marunong mag-edit and I'm just giving it back to the community, no. So we can say video editing space in a way. Right. So
kasi yun din talaga yung mga ginagawa mong ano eh, no? Yung mga ginagawa mong content eh. More on that thing eh. Pero before we go there, no? How was it transitioning from creating videos yung, kasi ginagawa mo before, documenting yung mga travels ninyo or yung mga gala ninyo into this kind of space? Like video editing, tutorials, educational type ng content?
Well, the transition was like, I would say easy, right? Kasi ano siya eh, parang hindi naman siya nangyari out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Although sabi ko nag-umpisa ako in documenting, you know, travel, but my channel actually changed into a parang product review channel, and then, you know, a little bit of tutorials din. So dati pa man nagtutorial na talaga ako, like where to get music. Not really yung parang teaching people how to, you know, how to do stuff. More on parang general, ano lang siya, general knowledge lang siya, ganun. Hindi naman siya talaga ganun kahirap. And when I decided, August 2023, that was the time when I decided na, I think it's about time to, you know, for me to share whatever I know sa video editing. No, and I just need to find a, you know, a right target audience for this. And ayun na, like it just, you know, when that happened, nagtuloy-tuloy na. And then since I saw good results, then tinuloy-tuloy ko na rin.
Binibilang ko kung ilang months na. So you started August 2023, wala pang 1 year.
Wala pa, no.
Pero how did you find that target audience?
So ano yung process ko dun, brother, is syempre, 'di ba, I'm also a social media user.
Mm-hmm.
No, so yun nga, 'di ba, nauso yung Reels that time early last year, 2023, nung ni-launch ni Meta yung content creators na parang mas pinadali yung monetization for content creators, and it even gave it, or it even they even opened it to profiles and not just pages, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung professional mode na tinatawag nila. So, during that time, no, I was just, you know, scrolling through my Reels feed, and may napapunod akong ano eh, mga tutorials ba sa CapCut na mobile. So, sabi ko, ang ganda ng viewership nitong mga to. Like, these pages are getting a lot of views and a lot of engagement. So, sabi ko, there is a market out there for these types of videos. Kasi 'di ba sabi ko nga my content used to just be travel videos and product reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I was doing that for the longest time, ang pinaka mataas na follower count ko na nakuha sa Facebook was 4,000 followers. And for a 4-year-old page, you know, that's very low, mm-hmm. 'di ba? So, kumbaga it tells me na parang masyadong niche specific yung mga content ko na kumbaga pili lang yung manunood, 'di ba? For travel videos, hindi naman ako ganun kagaling na filmmaker, na videographer para tangkilikin talaga ng buong mundo, 'di ba? Like mm-hmm. like the masses, 'di ba? So and I accepted that, 'di ba? Kumbaga I only catered to a certain set of audience who like the work that I do in terms of travel videos, 'di ba? But I did not expect it to blow up because hindi naman talaga ako ganun kagaling. And then on the product review side, alam naman natin na hindi naman lahat interested sa mga products na i-review mo. So you also know that hindi talaga magba-viral yung mga yan, 'di ba? Hindi talaga magbo-blow up. So kumbaga I was comfortable with that scenario, with that situation that I had. And I was okay with that. But yun nga, parang nung nag-scroll ako sa feeds, nakita ko yung mga tutorials na ganun. So sabi ko, itry ko kaya because marunong naman ako mag-edit ng videos. So mm-hmm. I think I can help in terms of educating yung mga gustong maging content creator ngayon sa Meta because inopen nga, 'di ba? Inopen nga for profiles. So but these people may not know how to edit and may not have computers or machines that they can use to edit. So what do they have? Cell phones. And what do we currently have na mga video editing apps sa cellphone? You have KineMaster, CapCut, InShot, Light Motion and all. So and then sabi ko si CapCut yung pinaka madali and pinaka maraming features, no, pinaka kompleto. So sabi ko I'm gonna give this a shot. And then when I did, ayun nga, because it was basic, no? And my first tutorial kasi sa CapCut was yung voiceover na trickster.
Mm.
Yung parang yeah. Tumatanda yung boses mo.
Uh-huh.
So sabi ko, gawan ko to, and then sundan ko na agad ng keyframes, ng fake zoom in, fake zoom out, ganun. And then yun na, nagtuloy-tuloy na. So sabi ko, oh, okay, so hindi naman siya study but that realization was on point kumbaga.
Yeah, tsaka sakto lang rin eh kasi I think that time rin talaga nag-start talaga mag-boom si CapCut eh.
Oo.
Na people nalaman nila about it yung application na yon na pwede lang gamitin sa phone na madali lang nga siyang gamitin. And at the same time, lumabas ka rin na nagtuturo ng basics about CapCut which is sobrang galing na match for the audience. Alam mo yung parang ang basic niya, ang dali niyang matutunan na parang iniisa-isa mo lang yung mga features ng CapCut para malaman din ng mga audience kung paano siya gagawin. Diba? Yep. And currently, I think nakikita ko rin, napapanood ko sa mga videos mo, yung mga sinishare ka na ginawa rin ng ibang mga ibang creators. Mm-hmm. Tapos na natutunan din daw nila from you, yung mga tinuturo mo, which is very, ano rin talaga, very relevant and very parang integrated sa kung ano yung ginagawa mo. Kasi people are learning from you eh, especially in CapCut eh. Kumbaga, timing rin na naturo mo yung, sumisikat si CapCut, tapos ikaw yung nagtuturo about it, then boom.
Yeah. Meron nga ganun like timing talaga din. And if it's for you, it's for you eh.
Kumbaga, ikaw nga yung una kong ikaw yung isa sa mga una kong nakita actually na for CapCut. Hindi ko alam kung may mga nauna na rin, pero may nakikita ko ngayon na may gumagawa na rin ng mga videos. Yun din sa ano eh, I think sa social media rin eh, 'di ba? Minsan paunahan din eh. Pabilisan eh, 'di ba?
Tama.
Pero how do you ano din? Parang paano ka nagiging
keep track
sa mga updates lalo na sa CapCut?
Ako naman, to be honest, hindi ko naman hinahabol.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ano yung actually bro, maraming mga tutorial sa CapCut na parang hindi ko pa nagagawa na nagawa na ng iba.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a decision na I don't make it kasi kumbaga gusto ko pa din na yung mga tutorials na ginagawa ko are parang alam mo yun like practical use. Hindi yung may maturo lang, like may ma-tutorial lang. And if you come to think of it, these tutorials that I ignore, yung mga napapanood ko na pwede ko sanang gawan ng version ko,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure sasabog eh, kapag gagawan ko.
Mm-hmm.
But hindi ko siya ginagawan kasi, ayun nga, parang I wanna stick to my brand na yung mga tinuturo kong tutorials are really for practical use. Mm-hmm. Diba? Like, I mean, that can be as fancy as it can look. But, and kaya kong gawan, no? Kaya kong gawan ng tutorial yan kasi I would know how to do that. Pero I won't do it just because I know it's viral.
Mm-hmm.
I do it because, I do my tutorials because I know na may magagamitan siya for you as a content creator, for you as a student, for your video projects, ganun. So yun, parang ang ano ko lang is, lagi kong sinasabi to sa live, whatever I know, isi-share ko.
Mm-hmm.
Kung meron kayong mga ano na parang para sa akin, hindi ko naman nagamit before, or hindi ko naman, I don't think it magagamit siya, then I may not teach that.
Hmm. Pero paano ka ano? Ano yung thought process mo naman sa pagpili ng gagawa ng content?
Pagpili. So I maintain a content calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the bathroom, naglilista ako sa notes ko,
mm-hmm.
kung ano yung mga tutorial na pwede kong gawin, no. And kasama na diyan yung mga ano din, yung mga on like kung ano yung uso. Sabi ko kanina, hindi ako nakikiuso, but when I say kung ano yung uso, for example, yung tinuro ko na dramatic thud na yung parang ginagawa ng mga vloggers,
yeah, yeah.
No, na, di ba, pang ganun.
Mm-mm.
So pag nakikita ko na maraming ano, maraming vloggers na gumagamit ng ganun, so yan, nililista ko yan, no. So kumbaga, my process is nililista ko lahat sa notes ko, and then I just sort it based on which one is easiest to make.
Mm.
Para may matapos ako. Kasi with my schedule, parang I need to be able to squeeze in yung paggawa ng tutorial. Kasi hindi naman talaga madali magawa ng tutorial din. No, from the screen recording, from the scripting, from the editing. So mahabang oras siya. So I need to be able to parang manage that well. So yun, nililista ko. And then alin dito yung tingin ko mas madaling gawin, yun yung ginagawa ko.
Sinosort mo rin talaga siya or fini-filter mo rin based on your branding din, kasi nabanggit mo rin kanina, 'di ba? Kung halimbawa, sabihin natin uso nga yung ano, yung isang feature, pero you make sure din na okay, is it practical for the target audience?
Yes.
Diba? Kasi sa totoo lang, no, I let me know kung agree ka or hindi ah. If you're a content creator and kilala mo na kung sino yung audience mo, madali nang mag-rate ng content. I mean, ng topic.
Tama. That's true. Kasi ano eh, parang alam mo na yung demographics ng audience mo. Actually, bro, nagulat nga ako eh. Kasi, di ba, sabi ko kanina, when I made the decision to make short-form content,
mm-hmm.
di ba, ang target ko were the content creators, were the aspiring content creators.
Yeah.
And then, nagulat ako, like, over time, mga 3 months after, apparently, my content also attracted students.
Oh.
And hindi ko in-expect yun kasi ako eh, wala naman kaming video projects dati. Like, so, hindi ko alam, no, na meron pala. So, nagulat ako. So, sabi ko, uy, may students pala na nagko-consume ng content ko. So, in a way, nadagdagan ngayon yung ano, yung potential content na magagawa ko because I now cater to students din. Because these students may not need, you know, yung mga information na sinishare ko sa mga content creators because these students do not necessarily create content for social media, but you know, they do it for school works.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Ganun din sa content creators, meron ding mga topics na they may not parang feel as important compared sa mga students. So tama sinabi mo na when you know who your target audience is, it makes a lot easier for you to generate content ideas.
Ibang usapan na paggagawa na ng content.
Mm-hmm, tama.
Kasi you've mentioned din, ikaw, lalo ngayon, ikaw may full-time job ka rin, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And ang daling mag-isip ng content. Like yun nga, pag nasa CR ka, sulat ka ng topic content, na yung mga naisip na ideas. Minsan may mga questions yung mga audience natin,
tama,
na pwede nating sagutin through content.
Correct.
Pero pagdating na sa pag-create ng content mismo, doon na yung parang yung challenge natin na sa content creator.
Yes.
How do you do it? Like, ano naman yung process mo with that?
Ako kasi, I'm also just really thankful for my wife kasi si wife ko is very supportive. Kumbaga, di ba sabi ko nga, I work during the weekdays. And whenever I have the time, even during weekdays, kapag sinabi ko sa kanya na I need to create content, ibibigay niya yan, no? She will give me the time for me to you know, use that to create you know, the content. And then sa weekends din, no? Kumbaga, nakapag-adjust na siya na some of my time will really be spent on, you know, on content creation. So that piece is really helping me a lot because, di ba, isipin mo kung demanding, kung magde-demand pa ng time yung family mo from you. Di, wala ka na talagang time mag-content, di ba? So mahirap siya, and with that, it makes content creation a lot easier. And then it's really just up to you na lang. Like, it's a battle between you and yourself na bumangon ka na dyan, mag-shoot ka na, di ba? Mag-edit ka na. So, kasi yun yung ano, kalaban talaga, yung procrastination. Kapag na nalampasan mo yun, wala, tuloy-tuloy na yan. From shooting to editing and all. So, and ako kasi, brother, ako addict ako sa ano, sa, alam mo yun, mga comments ng mga tao. That's my fuel. Kapag nakakita ako ng comment na, you know, magpapasalamat kasi nagagamit nila yung mga tutorials ko, ganun. So, parang it fires me up to do more. Yun yung ano ko din na nagbabasa-basa ako ng mga comments para ma-inspire ako and bumangon ako sa katamaran.
That's what I like also about you, bro, no? Yung ano, I think yung engagement din kasi. Mm-hmm. Meron kang touch points sa audience mo eh, na nakikipag-usap ka talaga sa kanila kung kaya mo. Or nakikita ko may mga replies ka sa mga ano eh, sa mga comments eh. And also, nakikita ko rin kasi minsan may mga comments ka sa ibang content creators.
Yes.
So, nakikita ko rin 'yun. Sabi ko parang okay 'tong ginagawa ni ano ni Junilla, na parang alam mo 'yun, parang syempre as a content creator, may part din sa atin na gusto rin nating makita tayo ng ibang audience or ng ibang tao, 'di ba? And engagement is one of the best thing to para magawa 'yun. Engagement hindi lang sa content mo but also with other content creators.
Correct. And dati pa kasi lad, ginagawa ko na 'yan, like even when I was still a small channel, you know, a small page, I've always been known to be supportive sa mga content ng iba, no? And I don't do that for the sake of engagement lang. I do that because before, for me to be a good content creator, I need to be an avid video viewer, no? An avid content consumer. Kasi when you consume content kasi, diyan ka makakapulot ng kung ano yung pwede mong i-content eh, 'di ba? So it's a two-way street din. And ako din for me personally, I'm a believer of community building sa social media. And if you build your community, if you nurture that community, it will bring you places, 'di ba? Kasi kumbaga network mo 'yan eh. Kung kasi hindi ka lumabas sa ano mo, sa silo mo, unless if magaling ka talaga or sobrang pogi mo, then your reach will be limited here, 'di ba? So but if you explore and engage and nurture your community, ayun nga, these people will start talking about you somewhere else, 'di ba? Next thing you know, yung reach mo much wider.
Nabanggit mo rin about community, no? Ang laking tulong din kasi ng community pag nakabuild ka talaga ng solid na community within your ano eh, or within your space, no? Na parang minsan nga may mga magtatanggol na sa'yo pag halimbawa may mga bashers ka, sila na yung sumasayod. Or minsan, eto na kwento rin sa akin ng isa kong friend eh, na minsan may mga paulit-ulit na question sa kanya na pag tinatanong yun ng paulit-ulit, yung sumasagot na para sa kanya is yung mga followers niya na rin or yung mga audience niya na rin. So hindi niya na kailangan paulit-ulitin yung mga sagot niya. Yung mga nasa space niya na yung sumasagot, which is ang ganda ng meron kang community eh, 'di ba? And I think, no, siguro i-integrate ko rin to sa nabanggit mo kanina, or parang as a content creator, standing out is very important for content creators, lalo na sa saturated na space na ginagalawan din natin, 'di ba? And you already have your community rin, no, na I think nagkaroon ka ng community because of you na nag-stand out ka from this kind of space, no? And how would you say na nag-standout ka? Or intentional ba siya na parang kailangan ko mag-standout from this industry?
Well, for me personally, that's very bold to say, no. So and ako I ako yung tao, brother, na hindi ako nag-aalasan ng sarili kong bangko. To answer your question, hindi siya intentional na like I need to stand out, no, parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, 'di ba, sabi ko nga kanina, may napapanood ako mga tutorials, 'di ba, na nagtutorial ng CapCut and all. Ang ginawa ko, inaral ko yung mga content nila. No, like how they do their tutorials. No, how they look like, how they look. Ano yung itsura nila sa camera? 'Di ba? When they show up on their videos, how do they look like? 'Di ba? And from there, parang inano ko, parang pinrocess ko siya. Saan ako pwedeng pumasok? Anong element yung pwede kong ipasok na magiging Junil ako? At hindi ako magiging ganun. 'Di ba? Hindi ako magiging si content creator 1, hindi ako magiging si content creator 2. So I need to be Junil. My 2023 version was not an instant Junil. Kumbaga yung 2023 Junil was a product of the learnings that I've gained since 2019. So kumbaga marami na din akong alam in terms of lighting, in terms of camera setup and all. So doon ako pumasok. No, in terms of audio, ganun. So sabi ko, kasi advantage na din kasi meron na akong mga gamit. 'Di ba? I didn't need to buy a camera, a mic, a lighting because I've been doing this for a long time eh. So meron ako mga gamit. It's just a matter of using it and integrating, you know, the things that I've learned and show up on the video na alam mo 'yun, like builds credibility ba? 'Di ba? Because when you show up on a video and people will see na, ala, parang ang professional nito, tignan na, 'di ba? Ang ganda ng ilaw, ang ganda ng ano, ganda pa ng audio, 'di ba? Klarong-klaro. So syempre, ganun, 'yun pa lang, maano mo na sila, makaka-catch mo na sila. So from the get-go, you already caught their attention and then sundan mo pa ng tutorial na may matututunan sila. So wala, kuha mo na. Sabi ko nga kanina, pinag-aralan ko yung kung paano sila mag-tutorial and all. And ako kasi sa line of work ko sa BPO, nagte-train ako eh, nagko-coach ako ng mga employees. So kumbaga, I know a thing or two about, you know, effective learning facilitation. It's just a matter of, yun nga, in-apply ko lang yung mga, you know, existing knowledge and skill set ko in making an effective learning material, so to speak. So, and I think it worked because, ayun nga, people will tell me na napakadaling sundan ng tutorial mo, blah, 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 blah. So, it tells me that it worked.
Yeah, it really works. Kasi, ang ganda rin ang sinabi mo eh. Yung, like, I think siguro sa mga listeners din natin, especially sa mga nagpa-plan or mga aspiring content creators, this is about personal branding eh. Na parang hindi mo kailangan maging si content creator number 1 or si content creator number 2 kasi you have your own personal way of doing it eh. Having your personal brand, it's not really an intentional way for you to stand out. Kasi you already have it in you eh. Na parang, ah, kailangan ko bang gayahin si ganito? Kailangan ko bang gayahin si ganyan para, ano, para makagawa ko ng content or maging, ano ko, maging unique ako from them. Pero you'll become unique if you become you.
Correct.
Diba?
Ganda ng sinabi mo.
Nilalabas mo lang kung sino ka eh. Kumbaga parang ina-amplify mo lang kung sino ka na talaga. Kasi again, sa totoong buhay din, ganito rin naman. May mga tao tayong, may mga mapiplease tayong tao. Merong mga maiinis sa atin, may mga mangbabash sa atin. Pero we don't have to please everyone.
Everyone. Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kailangan lang natin maging sarili natin kung sino talaga tayo. And there are people na magugustuhan yun.
Correct.
The way we do it. Ano siya eh, ganung ano lang siya sa pagdating sa content creation. It's not intentional na sasabihin nila, be yourself. Eh pag sinabi kasing be yourself, teka, parang ano, sasadyain ko ba na maging ako? Eh, yung pagiging ako, hindi naman sinasadya to.
Natural, it comes out naturally.
Yeah, perfect. Tama, yung magkakaano, ayun yung term na hinahanap. It comes out naturally sa'yo eh. Diba? Ako medyo dun pa yung ano ko, yun yung sinasabi ko, pero minsan hirap pa ako eh, lalo sa pagsasalita.
That's totally fine, no? Especially sa mga listeners and viewers natin na at this point hindi mo pa din talaga alam kung ano ka, like kung sino ka and how, kasi iba yung persona natin sa on different avenues eh.
Yeah.
Kasi when you say social media, it doesn't necessarily mean na ganun ka talaga din sa totoong buhay. Alam mo yun? Because this is a virtual setting. Diba? Meron namang, diba, sabi nga nila, yung mga introvert and all, diba? Yun yung mga nagsasucceed sa social media because it's virtual, it's all virtual, blah, blah, blah. So, may ano din, may element na ganun eh, na at this point, ano ba talaga ako? Like, paano ba ang be yourself? Diba? How does that look like?
Yeah.
Diba? Eh, ako mismo, di ko pa alam eh. Diba? So, you get to learn, you get to discover that the more you do it,
diba? Yeah.
The longer you do it, the more you do it, that's when you start to parang discover your personal brand. No, like personal you na, ganito pala ako magsalita, no, ganito pala ako. Kasi, and it's as I've said, no, it's very it's normal kasi meron nga mga influences eh, 'di ba? Na uy, idol natin si Real Talk Darbs, dapat ganito ako magsalita.
Yeah.
'Di ba? Idol natin si Ryan Edensel, dapat ganito ako magsalita. So, kumbaga yung mga influences na 'yon, napipick up natin 'yon, no? And then as we apply it, as we continue to apply it, then we start, you know, stitching it and finding our own voice. No, na next thing you know, ganito pala magsalita si Lad. Diba? Ganito pala magsalita si Junil. So, ganun.
Yeah. Kaya nga maganda siguro sa ating mga content creator din. No? When it comes to documentation, no? Or parang yung mga previous videos natin, pag pinanood natin yung mga previous videos, yung mga matatagal na videos natin, sobrang different na the way we talk, yung mga siguro internally na lang, no? Parang yung confidence natin na humarap sa camera, na makipag-usap sa camera, tapos yung mga, kung paano tayo magsulat ng mga script natin or gumawa ng content, nagiging iba talaga eh. Kasi, like, yeah, tama yung sinabi mo eh. Hindi mo siya malalaman eh kung hindi mo siya susubukan.
Mm. Yeah, and actually nga, diba, sabi ko, diba, na 2019, you know, and when I watch my old Talking Head videos, man, like, nag-cringe ako eh. Parang robot, diba? Parang ewan. So, ayun. And I'm pretty sure na when, you know, 5 years from now, pagtatawanan ko pa din yung 2023 version ko. So, and you know, that's the cycle eh, di ba? As you continue to grow as a creative, as a person, you learn a lot of things, you evolve. And then, if you start laughing at your previous version, that means you've grown.
Yeah.
Di ba? So, your standards have gotten higher.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, pag hindi ka doon nag-cringe sa mga previous videos mo, walang improvement na nangyari sa ginagawa mo ngayon, di ba? Pero actually, pinanood ko nga yung ano, meron akong pinanood na video mo, yung about lighting to eh. Nung dating video mo about lighting versus gumawa ka rin ng video mo na recent about lighting.
So,
very ano na rin, no? Very different na rin siya sa, ano, may improvement talaga tsaka may growth, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Naalala mo ba, bro, kung ano yung pinakaunang video na ginawa mo?
Alam mo, it's funny that you've asked kasi wala akong mapinpoint na isang video at ganun ako ka-addict kasi nung time na yon ay parang kaya kong gumawa ng napakaraming videos in one day. Ganun kagigil yung learning, ganun ako kagigil with my learnings na gusto kong i-apply lahat. And And I think what stands out na lang siguro for me was nung gumawa ako ng parang video sa kinainan naming restaurant na yung time na yun, usong-uso yung whip pan transition. Gumaganon. And man, like, if I look at it now, I would... It's, parang gusto kong i-delete. Parang ano mo yun, like, bakit mo ginawa yan? Diba? So... Pero nung time na yun, sobrang tuwang-tuwa ako na nagawa ko yun. Like, alam mo yun, it was very hard yung execution, yung edit. At nung time na yun, nung natapos ko, parang I could remember how proud I was sa wife ko na sabi ko, mami, tignan mo, ang galing, ganda. Eh, nung tignan mo ngayon, parang ang choppy pala ng slow mo. Sabi ko, Diyos ko, Lord. Wala ka pang alam sa 60 frames per second. Parang mga ganun, mga panahon na yun. So,
yeah.
Ayun. So, yun, nakakatuwa lang.
Ngayon, no? Seeing your works or yung mga videos mo ngayon, we can see yung mga efforts na ginagawa mo or binibigay mo sa mga videos mo. Siguro, pero gusto ko parang itanong sa'yo, Nile, na parang, how was it? Ano yung pakaramdam mo ngayon doing everything that you're doing sa mga content mo ngayon?
Alam mo yun, 'di ba? Sabi nga ng mga coaches, 'di ba, mga life coaches, we all have to find our purpose in life, di ba? Mm-hmm. And with the things that's going on right now sa social media space, I'm almost at the point where I can say na I think I found my purpose.
Wow.
Di ba? Kasi sa personal life, I'm very happy na eh. No, I'm very happy with how blessed I am sa personal space. Like I have a job, I have a good family, you know, I got to parang nakapagpundar ng bahay ganun. So I'm happy, 'di ba? I'm very 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 happy with how blessed I am. But when this happened, yun alam mo yun, when my page blew up, parang nadagdagan siya ng ibang klaseng ano din, like ibang klaseng fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi 'di ba, sabi ko nga, sa personal, it's you eh. Parang ikaw yung nakikinabang ng mga blessings, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero dahil sa nangyayari sa page ko ngayon, I get to be able to give value, to educate people because other people are involved na may mga natutulungan ako, mas nagiging fulfilling siya in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, ganun yung feeling ko ngayon. Kaya, and at the same time, on the other hand, it's also a win-win situation for me because at this point, I get the chance to earn extra from all this. 'Di ba? Kumbaga nagiging secondary siya yung earnings, but you know, it's starting to slowly become significant in a mm-hmm. way, like the amount that I'm getting from yung mga partnerships and all. It's becoming more and more significant in terms of the amount. So, alam mo yun, alam mo yung feeling na nakakatulong ka na, natutulungan mo pa yung sarili mo.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. So, sobrang blessed ko lang talaga to be in this situation.
Yeah. Para siyang yung ano yun, yung ikigai, if you're familiar with ikigai, no?
Correct. Yes.
Na parang ikigai. You're doing what you love doing.
Mm, and you're earning from it.
And yeah, at the same time, you're earning from it, yes. Di ba? Tapos, nakakatulong ka pa sa ibang tao, di ba? Na parang iniisip ko nga na, yes, nakakatulong ka sa ibang tao. Kung natutunan nila yung natutunan nila from you, they can also earn from yung natutunan nila sa'yo kung gagawin rin nila na maging content creator din sila. Well, hindi madaling maging content creator, hindi siya ganun basta-basta. Pero like, kung iisipin kung talagang seryosohin or yun din talaga yung gusto nilang gawin, nagiging ripple effect siya eh. Diba? From, yep, right. From you eh, no? Pero ano naman masasabi mo na parang, kasi ito ah, may mga nakakausap kasi ako mga content creator din and one of their challenges, kaya ayaw nilang maging, like parang mag-blow up or dumami yung followers nila is the responsibilities. Na parang may pressure na, kailangan kong gumawa ng content, maging consistent, kailangan ko magbigay ng value sa kanila. What would you say about it? Or ano yung insights mo about that?
Unang-una, no? When you make the decision kasi to share what you know,
mm-hmm.
dyan pa lang, sa step na yan pa lang, dapat alam mo na that you can do this in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, kaya mo ba siyang i-sustain?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kasi kung ano ka lang din, like panakanaka ka lang din na, ay may nalaman ako ngayon, diba? Ituturo ko. Dyan pumapasok yung pressure eh. Na ano kaya yung susunod kong ituturo, 'di ba? Tapos ikaw matataranta ka na, saan ka kukuha ng ano? Ang ano diyan is yung framework mo in the first place is are you an expert on something? Kuba, when I say expert, it's not like expert na expert ka talaga, mm-hmm. but are you knowledgeable about something? No, yan dapat yung first question mo. Kasi if you are, then it shouldn't be hard for you to generate content.
Mm-hmm.
'Di ba? In the long run, kahit mag-blow up ka pa diyan ng 1 million followers, kung alam mong may maituturo ka pa, learning kasi doesn't stop eh. 'Di ba? Like for example, sa sinabi mo nga kanina, for me ang goal ko is whatever I know, I will teach, 'di ba? Eh hindi naman ako ganun kalawak yung knowledge ko din sa video editing. So for sure mauubusan ako. But because you keep creating content, yung mga questions eh mag-system eh. Paano gawin to? Paano gawin to? So, okay. Sige, gawa natin. So, additional ano siya, content source, di ba? So, kumbaga, if that's something na ano ka talaga, kumbaga, subject matter expertise mo siya, it shouldn't be hard, yeah. To generate content.
Tsaka yun nga eh, parang babalik ulit tayo sa ikigay eh, na parang if you really love doing it din talaga na na-share mo sa ibang tao, usually you don't have to look at it na kailangan or pag kailangan marami na yung followers ko or pag malaki na yung followers ko, naku baka mahirapan na akong mag-create ng content. You don't have to look at your followers. You have to look at what value can you give sa isa man yan or 1 million followers. Diba? Tama. Para nawawala yung ano, nawawala yung pressure or something.
And ano kasi bro, isa din sa mga natutunan ko sa YouTube no is that kaya din nape-pressure ang mga content creators because we have the tendency to serve our current followers or our current audience. But ang sabi ng isang social media strategist is that dapat ang ginagawa mo is you have to think of content ideas na magugustuhan ng mga non-audience mo, mga non-followers mo. Kasi iyo na to eh, followers mo na to eh.
Yeah.
Diba? So ang for you to para ang pinaka-effective daw sabi is that once you've built this ano na, this existing audience na, this is when you start thinking of other ways to reach yung mga non-followers mo pa and convert them into followers. In that way, hindi ka mape-pressure na ay naturo ko na to, alam na ng mga existing followers na to, na, 'di ba? So, but if you start thinking about ano kaya ang gustong malaman ng mga wala pa dito. 'Di ba? Ano kaya ang gusto nila mapanood?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, 'di ba? I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying when you get to do that, imagine the result na may makukuha kang mga new followers because naisip mong gawin 'yun, 'di ba?
Yeah, gandang ano nun, gandang context nun or concept nun for that para sa mga content creator, no. Pero mabalik lang rin ulit tayo, bro, no. Ngayon kasi you've said kanina na fulfilled ka sa mga ginagawa mo ngayon, 'di ba? And with the followers or with the space na meron ka ngayon. The question is or my question is in what direction mo nakikita yung sarili mo na nag-evolve as a content creator?
Ang hirap ng tanong na yan. And the reason why nahihirapan talaga ako sa tanong na yan kasi kahit sa personal circumstances or personal life ko, brother, hindi kasi ako yung, alam mo yun, like, yung ma-vision na tao.
I see.
So, I'm not that type. Like, sabi ko nga kanina ba, I'm senior manager na ako.
Mm-hmm.
But even before when I was still an agent, kasi sa call center ako nag-grow eh.
Mm-hmm.
When I was an agent, hindi ako yung tipo na by 6 months dapat maging SME na ako. By 1 year dapat maging TL na ako. Hindi ako yung ganun eh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi ko din siya sinasadya, alam mo yun? Pero yeah. Parang nangyayari na lang siya na kung anong meron ako ngayon, tatrabahuin ko yan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will work hard for whatever I have right now. And then I will let my work do the talking. Alam mo yun? Like when I say that, makikita ng mga boss mo na, uy, ang galing nito ah. Anuhin ka natin, i-groom natin for the next role. Diba? And then when the next role opens up, it's gonna be very easy for you to, ano na lang, to apply. Kasi ginagawa mo na yung mga ginagawa nung next role na yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And then, tuloy-tuloy na yan hanggang sa maging nasa top of the line ka na. But, yun nga sabi ko, hindi ko siya in-envision na dapat maging manager ako in few months time, blah, 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 blah. So, hindi ako yung tipong yan. And it's still the same thing pagdating sa social media because I just work on what, you know, kung anong meron ako ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have 200,000 followers. Ang goal ko is I have to be able to consistently provide value, you know, dito sa space na to. And then see where it gets me. Diba? If it gets me somewhere, then good. If it doesn't, then rethink, 'di ba? Doon ka na mag-rethink ng mga ano, like ano bang pwede kong gaya ng ginawa ko noong August 2023, 'di ba? It was a rethinking stage na I've been doing this for 4 years, parang walang nangyayari. So I think it's time to do something different. Kapag dumating ako sa ganun na parang nag-stagnate na din ako, then that's when I get to parang rethink na naman, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So but hindi ko siya ini-envision kasi ano din yan eh, like, for example, ikaw yung tipo na mahina yung puso mo.
Mm-hmm.
that's gonna be a source and a root of disappointment, depression, yeah, pag hindi mo na na-meet yung goals mo eh.
Oh, parang may expectation kasi nakasama eh. Di ba na ganun? Yeah, yeah. Tama naman.
Masasaktan ka.
Oo. Kasi it comes with our personal strength eh. Kasi yeah, I understand talaga na may mga tao na they focus on the present.
Mm.
Di ba? Na kung ano yung dumating, dun sila mag-evolve. And it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
It works for you nga, 'di ba? Na parang na pag nakikita mo na okay, nagii-stagnant na yung content, kailangan na mag-grow or mag-evolve
gear.
Yeah, change gear na, 'di ba? So, it different strokes for different folks nga, correct, sabi nga nila, 'di ba? Siguro I think it's about it's about creativity eh. 'Di ba? Yung ginagawa natin eh. Like parang okay, sige, may mga tao na they can create something when they have a vision about sa kung ano yung gusto nila. And there are people na creative sila if they focus on the present. No?
Correct.
Pero iba-iba ang creativity para sa atin.
Oo naman.
Diba?
Oo naman. Kaya ako, I also do not discourage people to set goals.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung gawain mo naman talaga yun and it has worked for you, then go for it. Yeah. Tama nga sinabi mo, different stroke for different folks, di ba? Kasi kung sa akin hindi nag-work yan, di ba? And we don't have to parang insist that approach to everyone else.
Yes.
Kasi iba-iba naman tayo ng capacity as a person.
Yeah. And speaking of creativity, ano yung ano sa'yo? Ano yung creativity para sa'yo?
Patay. Napaka-technical kasi ng creativity, di ba? Especially right now na, alam mo yun, di ba nga sabi na wala nang original ngayon. We're all just copycats of other
previous
people.
Ideas.
Previous works, di ba? Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of, ayun nga, repurposing it. And for me, that's totally fine. Kasi you know that, kaya mo siya kinopya kasi nagandahan ka. Di ba? Nagalingan ka. And for you to be able to spin it off and call it your work, for me, creativity na yan. Kasi sabi ng iba, di ba? Creativity daw dapat unique. Di ba? Dapat unique ka, ganun. Eh, for me, hindi naman siya required na unique ka talaga. As long as you have your own personal taste to your work, creativity na yan eh. Kasi
exactly,
naisip mo yan eh. Sa'yo galing yan eh. Although may reference ka, but for you to be able to spin it off and make it yours, creativity na yan, no? And you have to pat yourself on the back kasi uy, ang galing ko dun, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So yun, that I don't like complicating that word creativity kasi nagiging masyadong technical siya sa iba and yung iba na discourage na, di ba? Kasi parang takot na sila mag-explore, takot na silang lumabas because para sa kanila, ay baka hindi ako, I'm not good enough, di ba? I'm not creative enough, ganun. So,
parang may ganung may ganung pressure sa mga creatives pag ganung mindset or parang ganun yung tingin nila when it comes to creativity. Where in fact, creativity is parang nasa atin na rin talaga yan eh. It's all in us eh. Kung ano yung how we do something na may spin-off lang or meron lang parang different things na ginagawa natin sa isang bagay. Kasi parang parang I think nagawa ko to sa isa kong video na parang, di ba, in math equation na lang, di ba? 3 plus 3 is equals to 6. 2 plus 4 is also equals to 6. 6. 1 plus 5 is equals to 6 pa rin.
Correct.
Diba? May mga same thing na ginagawa tayo, pero most of the time, merong iba't ibang way para gawin ang isang bagay. Yeah,
yes.
The process, di ba? Kaya sobrang ang ganda nun. Thank you for bringing that up na ganun yung idea for creativity. Pero na-mention mo rin kanina, no? Parang napag-usapan natin about the process of you creating videos. Siyempre, hindi naman natin may iwasan na nagkakaroon tayo ng creative blocks.
Uh-huh.
O nagkakaroon ka ng creative blocks or minsan may mga times na hindi ka makagawa ng content, no? Pero how do you overcome yung creative block?
Ako, I don't force it. No, when I don't feel like being creative right now, I don't force it, man. Like for example, bigyan kita ng example, 'di ba? I make travel videos,
yeah,
'di ba? And over time sa dami ko nang nagawang travel videos, I've already learned to make travel videos or to shoot travel videos without planning. Kumbaga, kaya ko nang gumawa ng travel video or mag-shoot ng travel video na spontaneous. Like, and sa edit ko na lang siya i-figure out. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
And then, pagdating mo sa bahay, blanco ka. Like, wala kang maisip, paano ko to tatahiin? Ganun, di ba? So, for me, creative block na yan. Kasi wala eh. Hindi nagtugma yung parang draft ng utak mo when you were shooting it. And then, pag upo mo ngayon sa computer mo, hindi mo siya matahi. Alam mo yun? Kapag ganyan nangyayari sa akin, umaalis talaga ako sa computer. Umaalis ako, like, I do something else. Kumakanta ako. I play basketball. And then, I would know that I'm gonna be in the zone kapag mangangati ako. Like, when I'm like nakahiga ako, tapos naiisip ko siya, and then, doon na pumapasok yung mga creative juice, nagfo-flow na yung mga creative juice, ganito yung gawin ko, ganun yung blablabla. Yun na. So, kapag nangyari na yun, itatake advantage ko din yun, kasi ano yun eh, spur of the moment yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, dapat I have to be in the computer, execute ko yun, hanap ako ng music, tatahiin ko, and then yun, tuloy-tuloy na. So, ganun yung usual process ko, and it usually takes me mga what, 2 days, ganun, 3 days, kapag, you know, pag may creative block ako. Kasi hindi naman talaga ako naglalagi lang sa computer din.
Yeah.
So, may ibang activities ako. So, that also helps me, you know, parang release, you know, some blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun. So, yun yung mga process ko, brother.
Yung mga utak kasi natin, nagsawa rin to sa mga ginagawa natin.
Oh, man. Totoo.
Napipiga siya eh. So, kailangan talagang ipahinga eh, no? So, importante rin na may mga different hobbies ka rin or may talagang iba-iba ka talagang parang creative, anong tawag dun? Yung expression mo or parang different sa
outlet,
different
yeah.
Outlet. Yeah. Yung outlet mo na nalalabas mo sa ibang bagay. Kasi napapahinga siya eh. Kaya na nagugulat ka, sabi mo nga kanina na parang minsan pag nakahiga ka lang, biglang ideas, mga ngati ka. Kailangang spur of the moment yun. Kailangang galawin siya.
Tama.
And we're nearing to the end of the podcast, Neil. Siguro ito, last question ko for you, no? If you're going back sa kung saan ka nagsimula, sabi na natin 2019, no? With everything na alam mo ngayon, babalik ka doon sa 2019 na June Neil. How would you start to get ahead sa pag-create ng content?
Wow. For me, value first. Or let me rephrase that. No, let me rephrase that. When I started kasi, it was purely parang satisfying my own need to create, to upload. And with the things I know right now, I think ang dapat gagawin ng whoever will start a page or whoever will start their creative journey sa social media, the question that you have to answer is, how do you integrate your passion, your hobbies, and your interest with providing value to whoever gets to watch your content? Kapag nasagot mo yan, you will have a very solid formula of succeeding sa social media. And at the same time, while in the process of doing it, masaya ka. Kasi passion mo siya eh. And at the same time, alam mo that your passion will provide value to your audience. And as I've said, kapag nasagot mo yung tanong na yan, how do you integrate your passion, your hobbies, your interest into content that will provide value? Kapag nasagot mo yan, you will succeed. Most often than not, you will become successful.
That's a great way to end the episode, Janil. Where can people find you online?
Well, all of my handles are, you know, Junil. So that's D-U-E-K-N-E-E-L. Hindi po Joke Neil yan. Hindi po Dewey Neil yan. But that's Junil. That's a wordplay of my real name. Due date, and then Neil down. So Junil. You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just feel free to, you know, say hello. You know, I'll see you in the comments.
Yon, grabe, sobrang valuable nitong nitong episode nito, bro. Ako, hindi ko rin natutunan from you, and nakaka-inspire to continue doing, being a content creator din also, no, na parang continue giving value to mm-hmm. to the audience na don't think about na parang yung ano mo. Eh syempre masaya rin na nagkakaroon ka ng mga comments, nagkakaroon ka ng mga additional followers, pero you have to prioritize giving value to the audience, and ayun yung nakuha ko, pinaka nakuha ko rin from the last thing na nasabi mo. And I appreciate your time being here, bro. It's a pleasure to talk to you about your story and your creative journey.
Maraming salamat din for, you know, considering me sa podcast mo, and I'm happy to know that, you know, there are people like you who are you know, who want to influence fellow creatives, you know, in their own ways, such as, you know, podcasts like this, and, you know, ituloy mo lang ginagawa mo, brother, and thank you so much for having me here. It's been a good time.
Yeah, it's great having you on the podcast, Janiel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at Creative Incubator PH. This is Creative Incubator. See you on the next episode.